The conference will now begin.
Okay, hi. We're on page Kuf Yud Ches and Das Midrashecha. Kuf Yud Ches. We're going to learn today is very, very hard. And I will just try. We're talking about the Midah of Azaz Panim. This last part of explaining what Azaz Panim is clear. And then we're going to get to the tikkunim of how to work on the Midah of Azaz Panim, of how to try to fix this problem in the Yesod of Afar, of Azaz Panim. And here's where it gets very, very difficult with the tikkun of Mayim. But we'll get to that in a couple of minutes. Let's get started. I'm on page Kuf Yud Ches on top. We're talking about the nature of the Azaz Panim. And Yachaso Klape Kulam Magia Me Oisa Havchana Shel Ka'ofa Akol Tia. Now, there's an unbelievable, wonderful trait of humility. That's V'nafshi Ka'ofa Akol Tia. That my soul, that the person feels humble, Klape everybody, he feels like he's Ofer. That's great. The problem with the Azaz Panim, with this guy, is that he looks at everybody. He buys into the offer, you know, narrative, the dirt, and he definitely buys into that. The problem is, he looks at everybody else like dirt. He looks at everybody else. Yachaso klape kulam agi ma'isav chaneshal ka'ofer la kol tia. Ka'ofer la kol tia, but lo v'nafshi ka'ofer la kol tia. Not v'nafshi. That's the part that he leaves out, the word v'nafshi. He's very much into offer. And everybody is offer. It's everybody is offer. Ka'ofer la kol tia. He looks at everybody as offer. But he's missing the v'nafshi ka'ofer la kol tia. His nefesh is not ka'ofer. His nefesh is not ka'ofer. Hum yaches es ha'ofer l'kulam chutz mimeno atzmo. He's miyaches this ofer, this bittul, this nothingness to everybody else except himself. La'atzmo hum mishtamish min l'kudas ha'kayshi sheba'ofer. What did he take from the offer? Not the humility, not that everybody steps upon it, not the bittul, not to be humble. He didn't take that. He didn't take that. That's not what he took from the offer. What did he take from the offer? He took from the offer for himself. Everybody else, he's mavatl, he steps on. He looks at it, kuf yuchas. He looks at it as being nothing on top. Everybody else, he sees everybody else's offer. But nafshi, he doesn't see offer. Everybody else, he sees his offer. What did he take from offer? He took the kaishi. He didn't take the humility of the offer that it's trampled upon, that it's a bottle, that it doesn't make itself into anything. He took the harshness. He took the kaishi, the akshas, the kaishi shabafra velo muchanlis bottle, just the opposite. That, like instead of being like the dirt, like the offer, he's a boulder, he's a rock. And he's not mevatel, he's velo muchanlis bottle. He's not mevatel himself to anybody. He doesn't, he's a big boulder, doesn't roll over for anyone. He's in the way. And he looks at everybody else as being offer. So, legabe other people, he took the quality of offer of humility. That's like, mom, it's nothing, it's bottle. Legabe himself, he took the kaishi of offer. Lachem hum yachis in the kudah shiflus v'heder akavit. Everybody else, he looks at shiflus and heder akavit. No covet and shiftless at their low. Tfisa zu magala shehu lo pone la'af echad. And because of this, he's an az panim, lo pone la'af echad. He doesn't look to anyone. He doesn't need anyone. He feels he doesn't need anybody. He doesn't respect anybody. He doesn't listen to anybody else's advice. He's kosher, he's hard, he's a rock, and everybody else is mevat like the offer. That's this guy. That's not Aspana. So you know, Aspana began is a bad, bad thing. Haylami Adam Meyupanam. To whom does a person, who is a person Meyupanam? To whom does he shine his face? But Davis would type shade by Mamish. If you marshiv somebody, if you marshiv somebody, if you see somebody as being important, if you care for somebody, if you're connected to somebody, so then there's a Haris Panam. Davis from a Vatlosa, but if you see somebody as if the person is nothing, is nobody, is dirt, so then Halomelo Panamelo. It's not then that person's not may upon him to anybody. It's not may upon him, but Chalal not may upon him. He'aris upon him, Yecholo l'nabor miyisod ha-mayim. Miyisod ha-ruach, miyisod ha-esh. Now, Rav Schwartz is going to talk about how to fix this problem of being an aspanim that doesn't look at anybody. And when you look at anybody, you look at them like dirt. How to fix this with, as we've always been learning, with the other yisodas. Of mixing it with water, mixing the offer with water, ruach and eish. Ha'aris panim la'olam lo tegiyah miyisod ha'ofer. Ha'aris panim doesn't come miyisod ha'ofer. Yisod ha'ofer kishal atzma hu dover shofel. Shal olam einim meyer panim la'af echad. Yisod ha'ofer itself is not meyer panim. Certainly not when the person is in a state of azas panim. And even when a person is in a healthy place of bitlo shiflus, it could be that he's so, in his own eyes, he's so nothing, he's so bottled that he does not may upon him also. He doesn't look up to anywhere. Imkain, Hagdarah Zakilkul Ba'azasi, the Hagdarah of Kilkul, when it comes to Azas, is Siluk Mohus Hanikres Panim. The most of a person is to face other people, to look up to other people, to be mayor punim, to smile for people, to be machshav people. The problem with this guy, this az punim, is that he's not natarsha. So az punim, she'en lo shum punim la'acherim. Kuloi oyef, he's completely like a stiff neck. He turns around. Kulo ofa, completely ofedik. Vatikin shalohu l'galois punim d'kedusha. Now, the tikkun of this person is to be megala panim of kedusha, panim amitius, true panim and panim of kedusha. Haikvishin is bar le'el, kol yisod niskan b'shloishas yisodish is also, as we learn throughout the Sefer, that every yisod you work on through the other yisodos. Ksheveinu imkein, shesharish nakudas hakilkul hu heder panim, since the sharish of the kilkul is a lack of panim, not looking at anybody in a correct way, but looking at people, looking down at people like they're offer. Suma alayna lahavin, eich kol echad megim la'yisaydis, vayim ruach v'eish, megala panim amitis. So now we need to learn, how is it possible that through working on mayim, ruach, and eish, mixing them with the offer, how it's possible to be megala panim amitis, to change that azis panim that we have, and to look at ourselves in the way of Bittul, and to see other people in a way of Ha'aris Panim. Panim D'Kedusha B'Yisayta Ofer. That it should be Panim D'Kedusha B'Yisayta Ofer where there's humility, but not that the person is a nobody, but there's a humility, and then he looks up to other people, and he's made upon him to other people. Now, the way that he explains Ruach and Eish are relatively clear and straightforward. With Mayim, it's a little bit hard to understand for me, maybe for you, but for me it's like hard to understand a little bit. But let's try to learn. Ketzad amayim megalim panim. So how is it that through mayim there's a gilui of panim, the true and holy face of a Jew can be revealed, to be made panim to other people and so on. So we find with water. A very clear pasuk and a very well-known pasuk in Mishlei, where the reflection of a person's face in the water is what Shlomo Melech is talking about. Nemar b'pasuk k'mayim ha'panim l'panim, kein lev ha'adam la'adam. the way that a person's reflection, his face, reflects in the water, so it should be, so it is, that the heart of one person reflects to the other. So the simple way that we understand that is that the way your face is projecting a certain feeling that you have for that person. When the other person looks at you, it's like looking in the water, and he sees how you see him, and you see how he looks at you by looking at his face, because a person's feelings are reflected in his panim. The same way, whether you look in the water and you see the reflection of the water. That's what Shlomo Melech is saying. Kamayim apanim lapanim. The same way that the water shows the face to the face, shows your reflection, your face, so too, lev ha'adam la'adam, so too, one person's heart to the other person. You could see your reflection in that person. Hamayim megalim panim kmuris. What Shlomo Melech is saying is that water is megala panim. Water shows a clear reflection, a clear image of the panim, of the face. There's nothing that is clearer than that. Obviously, it has to be water that's clear. And as we'll discuss in a minute. And when you look at that clear water, then you see a reflection. You see the panim. Now, once a person gets dirty and polluted, then that doesn't work. But when the person, when the water is clear, so then there's the megala panim. The water is wonderful. The water makes fantastic eye contact. When you look at a clear pond of water, the water looks at you right back. The face looks right back at you. The water looks right back at you. Even though the water has no life, it's not a lochai, it's not an animal, it's not a plant. But the water reflects back one's face. When you look in the water, you're making that contact of the face. Now, of course, this works with everything. If you're angry and you put you look in the water and your face is angry, then the water will also show you an angry face. And if you're laughing, smiling, and you look in the water, then and the water will show you a smiling face. But the hagdara of water we see is shehim kol azman marim la'adam panim. That's for sure. The water is marim la'adam panim. How you look in the water, it reflects back to you. How you look at your friend, he looks at you. Page kuf yud tes. Kamuvan, obviously, kol zerak in my mind slulim v'lo akurim. It's only if the water is clear, not if they're dirty. Im himam kur, if the water is dirty, harishis arav ham yisoda ofar. The water is dirty means that there's a lot of mud and dirt. The yisoda ofar has gotten mixed into the water. You see the commandments upon him. And so when you're getting involved with dirt, then we're talking about azaz panim, and then the dirt clouds up the water. And like the Asponim doesn't look at anything, doesn't see anything, doesn't look at people, doesn't see himself, who he really is. That's when the water is dirty. That's when the Ofer gets into the water. Kol akiras bam yisod ofer. All pollution, ugliness, distortion, and so on, comes from the yisod of ofer. Haruach b'teva hizaka. Air is clear. I mean, go to India, places like that, you know, where there's a lot of smog, then you have also a what? Right. When the Chaver was in India, he told me that you can't see when you're looking there in the street. It's such a filth in the air. But naturally, air is clear. Ha'esh b'teva zaka. Fire is also pure and clear. And if there's anything that's in the way, it burns it away. It's clear. And hamayim b'tevam zakim water. So akirus megia miyisod ha'ofer. Dirtiness and the opposite of clarity, cloudiness and fog and confusion, all of that comes from the yisod ha'ofer, and the dirt gets mixed in. But the air the fire and the water on their own, they're clear. Imken, kasheyeshna akiris b'mayim, so when there's dirt in the water, afar in the water, ainzos elas shahafas silik me'mayim as a punishment. That's because the dirt has taken away from the water that quality, that natural healthy quality of punim. When the kid is little, and there's no dirt, there's no pollution, so then everything, the punim is shining, mamish, punim ears. Once the offer mixes in, so then a child could, then a person starts to either ignore other people to make faces or to make belief on his face and to act and to fake a face. But a child doesn't know how to do that. A child is mamish, like looking in the water. It's just a reflection, clear reflection. The oath of the dirt is misalik upon him shemem. It takes away. And that's when you see like the face of a tzaddik. It's like a child. It's so clear and so beautiful to look at. And when you look at the face of a tzaddik, so you can remember that part of you that's also good and it's clear. But the Rishayim, their faces are all with offer. So it's all mixed with dirt. And then it's misalik the yisod ha-mayim. Avol ha-mayim yisod atzom megala mahala shopana. Unpolluted, clear, nice, clean water. It's megala in a very beautiful way, the pun in the face. It's like a child's face. Havchana nosefes. An additional havchan here. Masha nemar ve'e yalu min haaretz v'hishke eskol pnei ha'adama. So it says by Ma'aseh Bereishis that there was a vapor, there was moisture that came up from the earth. V'hishke, and it watered, that's called Pnei Ha'adama. Now, the first time that the word Panim is in Tanakh is Pnei Ha'adama. Fascinating. And you will know that Tzadik Klal and Svarim talk about that the first time that a word is found in Tanakh, that's its root, right? That's its essence. So it's interesting. The first time that Panim is used in Tanakh is not Pnei Ha'adama. It's Pnei Ha'adama. Pnei Ha'adama. So it's first used in that context of the earth. It means that it's possible by the earth to be megala the panim. Now water, fire, and air, it's possible that you can megala upon because it's clear. But the Torah says at the very beginning there's a thing called Pnei Ha'adama. Pnei Ha'adama. So that means that somehow the Oretz Gufa Nito Megalos Panim, by the earth itself, which is the offer, is possible to Megalos Panim. Shal is how. And obviously this is the very beginning of Chumash. It means it's a big part of what we have to do in this world. To find Pnei Ha'adama. And normally, when you look at the earth, it's not just that it's dirty; it's dirt. You don't see any reflection. You can't see through it at all. You could stare at it for your whole life. You're not going anywhere with it. When you look at the water, you see through it, and you see reflection. You can see it clear. When you look at the air, when you look at fire, you see right through it, and so on. When you look at the earth, you can't go anywhere. You get stuck on it. So what's Pnei Ha'adama? What's the Indian of Gili Pana by the Adama? Eich. Zema Shinemar. Vayitza Hashem Lekim Esa Adam. Ofa Min Ha'adama. Hashem created man from the dirt. Eichu Asa Batsura Gemura. How did Hashem form man? Aybe Shegibo Esa Faro Im Hamayim. Hashem formed man by mixing together the offer, the dirt, with water. As the Mefarshim explained, as we see in Chumash. Mikoach kach, Yotzak is Baruch upon l'Adama. Mikoach kach, the Adama, a clump of dirt, was made into a opponent, like a human being. Tnei ha'Adama. Mikoach kach, Yotzak is Baruch upon l'Adama. What gave a punim to the Adama? Hashem forming man from the earth by mixing with water. So in the water, mixing with the offer, there's going to be a tikkun for the offer. So you could take something that's lifeless, that's dirt, that's earth, and that you're able to somehow make a ponim out of it, make a face out of it. Pnei ha'adama. I did see if you saw the maim and you saw the offer. So Rosh Hashanah is saying that by combining the yisod of water and the yisod of offer, nitan efo legalos b'offer atzma upon him. You could be megala upon him, a face. You could show a face in the dirt. It's a garland. You could create a garland. Im uzoicha la'achar mikain, hugam machnes b'ruachan. If you're the Maharal, then you could even, through the Seamus, whatever, and Isis, you could put a ruachim into a clump of dirt. And there's something that has now, that has a ponim. Avol tsuras haponim ba'ofer nasis mekoch tfisas amayim. It only happened if the earth by itself, there is no ponim. When Hashem took the water, mixed it with the dirt, and he formed man, then he formed a ponim in the Adama. Zogilui nais of the kach, yisod amayim, yisod atz magala tfisas haponim. This is another gilui, that water somehow, when it mixes with the offer of water on its own, water is megal upon him, and it has the ability even to be mesakein the offer and hadama to give a clump of dirt a face upon him. That means that even a Jew who is such an aspanim, who can't smile at a person, who can't look up to other people, whatever, all the stuff of an aspanim. Even such a person, it's possible through the Yisod of Mayim to make a face in this person. Upon him, the Megala upon him. Bloshon Chada Yosir. He says, let's make this sharper. Ko ponim, nikoem kach mach mishtei halchanis. Anything, that word ponim, it means two things. Achas, Hashem, hayosom, ponim, uzulosom. The word ponim, one of the wonderful things about the Sefer, along with everything else about it, which is amazing Sefer, is that, like, Chumash comes alive and words and Tanakh, that the way he takes them is fantastic. You know, to break them down and to teach us the omic of what the word means. So the word panim, face, means that you're poneh. You turn to somebody with your face. Your face, even in English, I'm facing you. Right? Facing you. To face a person. So the word panim comes from the word poneh. You're facing somebody. Hashem, the second meaning of the word panim is panim loshem pnim, pnimius. That which is inside, Dafka, you can't see. The pnim. Yisoda of la'atzmo. Yisoda of offer itself, just plain dirt. Ein lanu negia b'pnim shelo. You can't see inside of it. You can't see the pnimius of dirt, so you only see the top of it. When you're standing on the dirt, you don't see what's going on deep down. You don't see his pnim. Unless you start digging, you don't see inside. All you see is the la'anza poneh, but you don't see the pnimius of the dirt. When it comes to water, air and fire, hamayim b'tivam, water naturally, imem sulim, if they're clear, nitaleros tatocham, ada kakar shaladav. If you look in the clear water, you can see all the way to the bottom. So if you look in the water of the pool, you can see the floor of the pool. If you look in the water of your sink, you can see the floor of the, you can see the sink. Ruach, of course, if the air is clear, in the starf avaka, there's no dirt, you know, in the air, dust. Shuhar fardak, and haruach mitzad atzma shkufa, it's transparent. You can look right through the air. You look through the water, you look through the air. Eish, in the starf of lichluch machmas shesar fadava amal osham. If it's not smoke because it's burning something that makes smoke, you can see right through it. That's the akivashi shalafa. Eish laatzma yizak of nitam habit b'pnimiusan. You can look in the pnimius of the fire. The Mekubalim have it's a very big inyan in his bodidus, and his bodidus looking into a fire to bring a person also looking in water, looking at the Aish, coming a person to a very, very healthy place in meditation. Page Kuf Chav. Ha'ofa mitzad atzmo lo mazos lo dover sheroim esapnim shelo. So unlike water, air, and fire, when you look at the ground, you can't see it. When you look at a rock, you can't see inside. Hunista, it's hidden. Mechusa me'enei ha'adam, hidden to the eyes of a person. Kasha megalim tvisa shel pnim ba'afar. Now, what happens? So again, we're trying to get to the pnei ha'adam. We're trying to get to this aspanim. We're trying to get to something to help him, to fix him. So we learned that it must be possible because it says pnei ha'adam. So one thing we already spoke a little bit about mixing water, which we'll talk more about what water means. Showing love to this person could break the offer of him mixing water. There's something else you could do to reveal the pnei ha'adam, and that's breaking it open, digging. He says that through the chafira, a chafira yotzeres kli. By digging, for instance, you could take the dirt, which until now has no personality, has no ha'aris pan, nothing. But now, if you take and you dig and you make a pit, you make a hole, it becomes a kli. You made it into something. You made it into a kli. Sound, it can contain something. You made it into a kli. Hachafir yotzeres kli. B'mayim, kasher megalim es ha'pnim shel ha'mayim, elo ha'mayim atzmam. Now with water, the pnimius of the water is water itself. And you just keep on, again, you can see right through it, but it's all water. Now, it's all the water in the pool, it's water underneath the top of the water. It's water, 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 all the way down to the floor. It's just water. Same thing with Ruach and Eish. You see through it, but it's all fire, it's all air. Avakasha Magalam is a pnim shalakarka. But something amazing happens. That when you break open the surface of the dirt and you start to dig, and you megalo pnim, hu hofech lios kli. You can make it into kli. You can't do that with water. You put your hands in it, you can't do anything. You can't do that with air, and you can't do it with fire. But with the earth, when you break through the outside and you dig, you can make it into a kli. Water cannot be a kli. Air cannot be a kli. And fire cannot be a kli. But the earth can be. But you have to break through. So here we're beginning to talk about the tikkun that could take place with the yisod of ofer. Because the yisod of ofer is nikra kli. We saw that the yisod of ofer is really different than the other three. It's called a kli. Any yisod la'atzma. The ofer is really a kli for other things. And here is the omeka shiflus, the humility, and the shiflus of the yisod ha'ofer. Hu yisod shekulo kli v'shlosha se yisod ha'achem. That ofer has, in it, if you break through it, if you dig, ofer has in it this pnim of unbelievable humility. It's the only yisod that can become a kli. That it's mevatel itself all to God. That's v'nafshi ka'ofer ha'kol tia. I'm just a kli. For the people, for Hashem, I'm a kli. V'nafshi ka'ofer ha'kol tia. That's unique. In Kedusha, it's a tremendous thing. The dafka by the ofer is this ability to become a kli, which you don't have by the others. By ofer you do. So now, what's the tikkun of Rafa? Kashanagala Pnim upon him, you saw the offer. You have to break through. You have to break through. You have to dig. That's what it is. You have to dig. There's a, I wouldn't say, you know, from the Kotsky, you can't say it's like a fart. But we have a Messiah from the Chodesh Arim who was there when the Kotsky died. Of what was the last thing that the Kotsky said? How did he die? How do we know from Chodesh Arim? Chodesh Arim said that it was a pachet mamish, those last moments, and that the Kotsky was whispering. And Chodeshim leaned down to hear, and he repeated, the Kotsky was repeating over and over and over three words from Chumash. Usmunas Hashem Yabit. It says about Moshe Rabbeinu that he gazed upon the face of God. Whatever that means. Okay, I'm not going into that now. But it says Usmuna Atmuna, it's a picture. Usmunas Hashem Yabit. That he gazed upon the face of God. And the Kotsky was repeating this over and over, and then the Histalkus says, Misham, he died. Chodeshim said, and that was what happened. I don't know about now what happened after, but that was the Histalkus of the Kotsky. Smunas Hashem Yabed. So how did the Chassidim understand? What the Chodeshim, how did the Tzaddikim understand those words that he left the world in such a way? So. One of the explanations, I'm not sure if it's from Chodeshim or from one of the other tzaddikim that was there, but one of the explanations is that he was saying that one has to, his entire life, one has to try to gaze upon the Tunis Hashem, the picture of God, in another Jew, to see to the depths of another Jew, to see the core. Tunis Hashem Yabit. And if you look deeply, it also works like a fax. If you look deeply into a person, you can see Tumas Hashem. That's what they said. You can see Tumas Hashem. The Koskets are said. Tumas Hashem Yabit. Tumas Hashem Yabit. He said that at the end of his life, what he was looking at and what he saw. But he was saying Tumas Hashem Yabit. So how do you fix the orphan? You have the orphan. So you have to crack it. You have to break through. And like Rav Nachman says, when you see yourself in that person, you look at that person with pun in the ears, and you see the good in that person, you can break through and make him into a kli. Let's see if you said, "Oh, fellow Eishu, Achamai Mitzvah Tikkun." He says, "How?" He said, "The Tikkun is Achen Shem is Bonin Ba'afra Ba'Warim Zapnim Shlo Ki Ein Lo Pnim." When you just look at the surface of the dirt, there's no pnim. You don't see anything. Kshe yosu lo panim, pnim. However, if you dig it, if you dig there, and you make it into a kli, that's a yosu lo kli shel pnim. So you have created a kli shel pnim. Lo yisod shel pnim, a kli. Ba'ofar lo olam lo timsa pnim mitzad atzma. Offer on its own does not have a pnim. You have to dig it. Rak pnim shuhu b'pchinas kli. And when you dig that, the pnim is b'pchinas kli. Sorry, hold on for 1 second, Chav. Yeah? Okay. Sorry about that. Just give me 1 more second. back. Okay, so this is hard. This is hard. So he's saying that the punim that you could make in the punim that you could make in the yeah, I think it's good. The punim that you can make in the offer, which you can't do with water, air, and fire, is you can make into a kli. You can make into a kli. It's a breakthrough. Make into a kli. The earth on its own does not have pnim. And that's the tikkun. It becomes now a kli to contain water. You can pour water into the pit. Lipnim shel haruach, lipnim shel ha'esh. No, it's Binyan Meir. She's going to come. No, but I like to see her. She comes. You know, the private. You understand? Even for a second, it's good eye for me. Okay. So, Shumitzav kikli lipnim shel ha'mayim, lipnim shel haruach, lipnim shel ha'esh. So it could be a kli now that contains mayim or ruach or esh. Huh? Yeah, you could see the punim. Oh, I need to see the punim. Yeah. Mitzad kach yesh lo pnimius shel kli v'lo pnimius shel yesodis. The pnimius of a kli becomes a kli. Offer can become a kli. Esh ruach mayim cannot become kelim. Can't make a kli out of water or a fire. But the offer's tikkun is when you don't let it stay like that hard. You dig, you excavate, and you make it into a kli, and then it could be a kli for mayim, esh, ruach, whatever. It could be, it becomes a kli. Okay, kshenachzo utfisa sheeschalnu levoyer, ech nesakin yisoid ha'ofer, yisoid ha'mayim, b'mayim mezgala mahalach shalponim, k'mayim ha'ponim l'ponim k'in leif ha'odim ba'odim, u'mezgala b'hem mahalach shalponim, water. There's a gilui panim by water, and there's a pnim. Hamayim heim slulim, zakim mitzad atzmam. The water is clear and pure mitzad atzmam. Benitan liros is called mitziusam hapnimis, and you can also see all the way inside the water. Mitzad kach, kashem mitzdarf liyisod ha'ofen. So now, okay, let's just picture. See, there's this dirt. And there's nothing going on. It's just dirt, hard, no face, nothing. So how do we get to the Pnei Ha'adama? You dig. And then you make it into a kli. So now we carved out some sort of a pit, and we pour water, like a mikveh, like a pool, and you pour water into it. Now, he says, now once you pour water into it, an amazing thing happens. Now we're able to see, he says, "Kasher hem yitzdarfu liyisod ha'ofer, hem yigalu ba'ofer kli." Now, the water has revealed, by pouring the water in, we now see that this offer is a kli. It's like a pool. Afilu b'matzav ha'gashmi ha'pashut, even in the simple marshal of gashmius, kasher shov chamayim al ha'ofer, you even see that if you have dirt, not if it's very, very hard, but it's like sand, and you pour a lot of water onto it, hamayim yotzim makom mesuyim shel omek ba'ofer, that by pouring a lot of water onto the offer, onto the dirt, it makes it into a kli. The water will make it into a little kli. If it's powerful, strong water, it will open it up completely. Offer hofech lios kli shalamayim. Benkach, whether it's the first way or the second way, the offer has now become a kli for water. And now I can look inside. I'm now looking at Pnei Ha'adam. I'm looking at the pnimius of the earth, all the way down through the clear water, and I could see 10 feet down into the ground. So the chashivas now of the offer is mezgala through it becoming a kli for the other. But the earth klape atzmo, just on its own, is no chashivas, only it's a kli. V'nafshi ka'ofel akol tiyya. That's the name of v'nafshi ka'ofel akol tiyya. Zeo tikkun. Come in, Chani. Okay. Where's the key? Oh, I'm so sorry. I would have come down myself. Thanks. Sorry. Okay. So, oh yeah, the last line on page Kufchav. Zeh tikun midas ha'azus she'shor she'biyovesh ta'ofer ha'yesod ha'mayim. And that's the tikkun of Azaz that comes from that dryness of Ofer, the harshness of Ofer, the tikkun that you could make for the Ofer, for Yisod HaMayim. Okay, but he leaves us here like that. He goes on to Ruach, and he doesn't take us with Mayim. He doesn't take us with the Mayim. Like practically, so what does that mean? Like, between two people, like, I mean, how do you make it? So he said that he explained to us physically what it means, pnei ha'adama, that through the water, that could be this, that now the offer can become, you dig and you pour water in, or through pouring water, you can make this into a kli, and you could take away this azas panim, instead make this into a person of nafshi ka'ofa. A cult here, but practically, what does it mean to dig and to pour water on? He doesn't talk about it. So we have to just use our. Maybe he'll get to it later. I didn't finish the sefer yet, so I don't know if he gets back to this. But he leaves it at this: that is a tikkun for the midah of Azaz by it becoming a kli for water. So I guess just like the parshas that by digging in this person and finding the Nekudas Taivas, like Rabbi Nachum talks about, and by showing this person, despite his harshness, showing him tremendous love and kindness, that's the way you pour water out the dirt. And that over time, enough of that caring, enough of that loving, it makes a kli, it makes the person feel kli. I think that's just a simple shot in understanding this. He doesn't spell it out, but I think that's a very simple mahalach. A lot of the movies that we used to see when we were kids, and maybe there's some people that are wasting their time on them as adults, but when we were kids, we used to watch the movies, and it was like this real, like, tough, like, not great guy. But then, like, for whatever reason, he ends up having, like, he meets some little kid, and he has to take care of this little kid. And then the tough guy becomes, turns out to be, like, a really good guy. He's a real soft guy. But he never would have known it. Nobody would have known it. Had it not been for his encounter with that pure child and the love of the child, and that brought out somehow the child saw in this person something better, because other people already didn't like the villain or whatever, and the kid doesn't have any taicha of the person to begin with, so he just likes the person. The person takes care of him. So by that kid is somehow digging into that tough guy. What?
Sometimes it's just a smile.
100%.
You said that to me.
That story was when I was working with Shiffy, and she smiled at a scary guy. And the guy just smiled and said, waved his hand like he was the cutest guy.
That's probably what it
is. Yeah, that's
it takes work. You just can't see. With water, you can just see it. With Asian.
Yeah. With Mayim, Asian, and Ruach, you just can see, right? It's very easy to see. But then there are people that you just... And it's hard. The Pnei Ha'adama doesn't show anything. The Ofer is just very, very hard. But if you dig, and the way to dig is by yourself being Meir upon him to the person. Yeah. And showing that person love and pouring water onto that person. Pouring water, kindness, and Ahava, and so on. Then the person could become, instead of being an Azpanim, the offer can become a kli, can become the nafshi ka'offer l'koltia, the humility, and lose that harshness of an azaz panim, and become gentle and soft, and somebody that helps other people himself. I guess that's the avoda. He just doesn't spell it out, but I think that must be what the avoda is. Okay, kufchaf aleph. Now ruach, shorosh atziruf. Ketzad niskenes ha'azus shav yisod ha'afar al yidei yisod ha'ruach. How do you fix azus of the ofar with the yisod of ruach? How do you do that with ruach? Hari Kamoshe is Kano. Ha'azus Misalekis is Havchanas. Okay. Sorry for the runner. Speak to you later, Chan. You put the bag into the... Oh. Okay. So this is the bag. Kamoshe is Barla El. Also, who Sherish appeared. So we learned earlier that Ofer is a Sherish of Pirud, is the Sherish of, like Abakanfos Arts, but Ofer is the Sherish of Pirud, because everything is a mechitza, a wall, separate, that's Ofer. Mayim, Ruach, and Eish, everything is about Tziruf coming together. Dirt, every granule of dirt is to itself. You know, it's like, unless you mix with water or something else, then it's mitzvah. Otherwise, it's a wall. Nothing. It's pirud. Arba kanfos arts. Haruach lomasu sherish atzirah. Ruach, on the other hand, is the sherish of bringing things together. Like there's a bracha that he worked in a camp in the summer and he said I asked him, what would be his job? And he said that he didn't have a specific job. I said, what do you know? What were you doing? What was it? A counselor, a waiter, what do you do? He said, no. He said, my shirt says, MTH, like make things happen. In other words, I was hired to like make ruach. I'm a ruach guy. My job is to go around like making ruach. So, what thing is ruach? Ruach is mitzarif. It's mitzarif, people. You know, you'll see sometimes there's a Shabbos, a Shabbat ruach, or something. And there's one or two people that are sitting at a table. I'm saying in public, and one or two people start to sing. And it's a bit like you see that this one pulls up a chair, the other one pulls up a chair, another one pulls up a chair. The whole thing in ruach is that it's mitzarif. Of course, it could be a hurricane that blows everything away. But in a healthy, beautiful way, Ruach is always mitzarif. It's mechaber. It brings people together. That's a very, very deep feeling that you have when you're in a place where where the ruchnius is strong. There's such a feeling of tziruf between the people that are there. Like it's like you can almost touch it, that Ruach that's there, that it's mitzarif everything. That's in a positive and healthy way. It's a mitzarif. How does that work? Because we learned that the leichus and the chamimus, because there's moisture in the air and there's warmth in the air, and those are the sherishei atzirufim that brings things, that binds things together. Ruach shechama v'lacha, when the ruach is warm, hot, and moist, kol yisod atzirif. That's how it works. It brings things together. Yisod haruach ho'efo heipach ha'azpon. So yisod of ruach is the opposite of an azpon. Ha'azpon megala ayref piru. The Azpanim turns away from everybody. He's not mistarf to anyone. He separates himself from everyone. He's a wall. He turns his back to everybody. No panim. Azpanim. Period. Misalik panim. Tziruf. V'yisod haruach megala tziruf. So the Azpanim is megala ayrif. Period. And he's misalik the panim. It's any koch of tziruf, the Azpanim pushes away. He doesn't want even to start anybody. But the yisod haruach magala tziruf. But the yisod haruach, when it mixes with the ofar, could be magala. It's the Indian of tziruf. Haruach, shiicham avalacha. Oh no. Heichen, yisod haruach magala tziruf. Heichen or magala mahalas of tziruf. Where do you see what's magala mahalas of tziruf? So here, the Shor says a very deep and beautiful thing. But Nachum talks about this, look at the man. Speech. Speech. He saw the Ruach, he says, we hear Adam Nefesh Chaya, Ruach Mamalu. Says in the Hashem made me breathe into man a breath of life, and he Adam Nefesh Chaya, man became a breathing soul. Ruach Mamalu. A speaking, the Targum translates as a speaking, a Ruach that could speak. Ruach Mamalu. Haishabapeh Yez Gilush Ruach. The mouth is a gili of air, of wind, breathing, inhaling, exhaling, speaking. Also, ruach memalula, Magvir et siruf shoshnaim. What does it mean to speak? You're not speaking in the air. You're speaking to be mitzarif to somebody else, or else you don't have to talk. It's in your head. The purpose of speech is to be mitzarif to someone else. You even if you're talking to a type of code, you're hoping that someone else is going to hear it or whatever. But or the phone, you hope there's somebody there. But if it turns out, like it happens very often nowadays, you're talking to your cell phone for 10 minutes, you give the whole drasha, and then there's nobody, hello? It's like, it's have a little time when you're driving the mountains. You know, you get to those spots over there, if you're talking for 10 minutes, and there's 15 minutes, there's nobody there. So then there's no tachlis. There's the wind, it's just on wind, you waste it, there's nothing. But because the inyan of speaking is to bring about a tziruf to somebody else. That's what it means to speak to somebody. Kamosha Masev Moshe Rabbeinu, Pe El Pe Adaber Bo, mouth to mouth. Hashem says, I speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's a lashon. Obviously, Hashem doesn't have a physical mouth. It's a lashon of a tziruf, of two joining together. It's a tziruf. Haruach kol inyone hitstarfus lizulasa. The whole inyan of ruach is hitstarfus lizulasa. Fusing together. Hepach is the opposite of kse'er, which is apart, to be apart. Hepach me'azpanim, a megalas arif bepanim, then a panim la'afecha, the opposite of azpanim, who doesn't look at anybody, turns his back to everybody. Ruach is just the opposite. Ruach is, let's talk. Let's talk. Talking. Let's talk it out. Let's discuss this. That's it. That's panim. Ruach kol inyan estafas lezulas. Umitzad kach bor sharuach misakenes esak she'orof. That words can be misakenes this problem of she'orof. Again, kind words. Dibrei ahava v'chul. Tfila. Agam esaz panim shegila kashi esarof v'panim. V'dakas yoseh hiskanu esloshan ha-mishna az panim v'gehanim. Boishas panim v'gan eidim. Esha boishas panim v'hav choshel az upon him. I'm going to look this because like now how it's meaning of boishas panim is a tikkun for this one, so this is where we'll pick up on it for next week. Okay, shkoyach.